Well, this is David here from Citizen Relay, speaking to Emily and Olivet Made in Giffnock, who's going to just talk a little bit about the Torch Relay coming through Giffnock on Friday. Hi Emily, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're planning for the Torch Relay coming through Giffnock?
Well, on the day, we're just going to obviously open as usual, maybe do something special food-wise. So hopefully we'll get the people going to be around here anyway. I know it's all over the other side of the Fennec Road, but hopefully we'll get them all passing through here as well. So, yes, it's exciting.
So has there been anything planned by, you mentioned to me earlier, the local authorities? Has there been anything planned in terms of how local businesses can get involved?
Not that I know of. Nobody approached us to do anything. I think it's up to the individual businesses to go ahead and do what they think best for them.
Would you have preferred something a little bit more organized where you could
have been given
an opportunity
to do that? I would have liked to do that. If we could have done something, obviously, a wee bit more, then yes, why not? But
And is there a local association in Giffnock, a local business association that helps
actually,
with that type of arrangement?
There is. It's still kind of in a process. It's called the BID. So they do all sorts of things to try and promote businesses in Giffnock. So that's kind of the future.
You had these Line the Streets brochures.
Yeah.
So how did you come across these? Are those sent to you by the local
authorities?
No, they're
just through the council. They just handed them over. And also, I think we're getting involved. I think there's going to be a kind of a rally game thing. So they're going to hand over things for all around the shops here. So we put our name for it so people can come in and put their... It's in a box and you just put their answers or whatever through that.
So you also mentioned that when the torch comes through Giffnock, about starting from about 1 o'clock onwards in terms of the celebration, that it says free food or food for you from 1 o'clock. So you were mentioning something about that being slightly confusing, you think?
I think a lot of people think there's free food, but I don't think that's the case, unfortunately. I think it's just you need to pay. You know, obviously you need to buy whatever you want to purchase, but there's no such thing as free food, because I spoke to somebody from the council, and they said...
Have there been any... There's no sense there's any prohibitions around about what you're allowed to promote or
nothing.
You already have some seating here. Are you able to extend that? Or
I don't know. He never said anything. Nobody, as I said, came and approached us and said what we allowed and what we know allowed. So we're just going ahead as usual, really.
What do you think more generally about the Olympic flame coming through Scotland?
Yeah, it's exciting. Obviously, it's a one-off. It's fantastic, and hopefully it will give the people around, especially Giffnock area, if we can get the people that day. Finger crossed, if the weather is nice, then, you know, it'll be fantastic. So, no, quite exciting.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.